the 1975 film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, based on the Ken Kesey novel, explored the struggle for power and sanity in a mental hospital.
Yeah, I would like to know about our cigarettes. May I have my cigarettes, please, Miss Ratchet?
You sit down, Mr. Cheswick, and wait your turn.
Cuckoo's Nest was filmed at the Oregon State Hospital in Salem. That hospital is still open after 123 years, despite complaints about overcrowding and outdated facilities. Now the Justice Department is investigating whether the hospital is violating patients' civil rights. Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Broadcasting has the story.
31 years after Cuckoo's Nest, patients at the Oregon State Hospital aren't worried so much about the power of nurses. They're worried there are not enough nurses around. Patients and staff have said for years that the institution is understaffed, overcrowded, and dilapidated, and outside studies confirm that. One report predicted a building that houses 100 criminally insane patients would collapse in a moderate earthquake. Hospital officials aren't allowing reporters on campus while federal investigators are there, but in an interview last year, 22-year-old patient Nicholas Arnold painted a picture of what the feds might find.
Walk over to the side and it says, danger, asbestos in the air may cause lung cancer in this tunnel. You see stuff like that, it's just like, yeah, I live here, you know?
And it's not just the facilities that scare Arnold.
Things that you see on the maximum security wards and stuff, you see where people are acting out, and I've seen a guy strapped down, screaming, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty horrible to watch that stuff.
Patient advocate Bob Junedeff with the Oregon Advocacy Center says conditions at the state hospital are not only bad for treatment, they're unsafe.
I don't think there's any doubt that the conditions in the Oregon State Hospital are woefully inadequate.
Last year, Junedeff sued, forcing the state to, among other things, agree to beef up staff. But the hiring plan is behind schedule. Now Junedeff says he's hoping the state will move faster with federal investigators on the scene.
Like the mammoth in the room, they work slowly, but they're very powerful. And when they choose to set their sights on a particular facility, it's generally because that's the one that has raised the greatest concern for them nationally.
The U.S. Department of Justice declined to talk about its investigation of the Oregon State Hospital, other than to acknowledge that it's begun. In a letter to Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski last June, the Justice Department said the inquiry will focus on whether patients are protected from harm, whether they're getting adequate mental health care, and how staff at the hospital use seclusion and restraints. There are strict policies on such techniques. Randy Davis is a therapist at the state hospital and a union rep. He says overcrowding is still a problem, but overall, conditions are getting better.
You know, it's not something you just jump into. No one can just make a quick fix. You can't snap your fingers. And even though people think it's taking a long time, in comparison to the last 20 years, we're going along at a breakneck clip to get things done.
That's what Oregon Department of Justice spokeswoman Stephanie Soden is hoping federal investigators will find.
I think officials all acknowledge there are improvements that can be made. In terms of violating in the civil rights, we don't have any proof of that. We haven't been pointed into any examples, but we do look forward to feedback from what the federal government has to say about the way the hospital is being run.
Soden says long-term, Oregon plans to replace the old state hospital with four new state-of-the-art facilities. But that's still at least 5 years away. State lawmakers have yet to figure out how to come up with more than $300 million needed to pay for the plan. Nonetheless, Soden says state officials from the governor on down are working to make conditions at Oregon's oldest mental institution the subject only of movies, not federal investigations. For Day to Day, I'm Colin Fogarty in Salem, Oregon.